to Bonta Vista, episode 366.
Oh, no.
I'm Andrew, and you've traveled across the strange sea to the land of bad and fake Irish accents. I got me accent from Back to the Future 3, where Marty McFly meets the Irish Americans he descended from. I'm wearing a silly ginger beard, and I look like a right tit. Here by me side is me beloved friend Lucy. She has the accent of Cameron Diaz in the Martin Scorsese film, Gangs of New York.
Oh, am I Irish? Are you Irish or am I Irish?
Oh, we're all...
Oh, I haven't seen it, Andrew.
Oh, you'd love the lilting strains of Cameron Diaz calling other people fun, old-timey phrases. Oh, here's another pal of mine. He has the accent Scottish actor Sean Connery used when he played Irish copper Jim Malone in Brian De Palma's The Untouchables. It's Ben.
I haven't seen it.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry. I was really hoping that you'd say I had the accent of fucking
what's his name. Well, you sound like Colin Farrell.
I was thinking, no, he's Justin Theroux in Charlie's Angels 2,
Full Throttle.
When he's from the IRA. And he has a really cool back tattoo.
He's proper jacked. He's proper jacked in that film.
Oh, your man's well shredded.
Oh, and finally, here's Theo. He's proper Jamaican, he is.
Balagne.
Wagwam. I thought this intro was going to be racist and thing, but I feel like everything's going to be... Irie.
Everything is going to be Irie, you know?
I feel like we've made it a rule on this podcast that you can get out of doing the Jamaican accent just by saying Wagwan and then moving on.
Then you move on.
Get out of I was cleaning out the downloads folder on my computer the other day and randomly found that I had downloaded the YouTube video of that English lady doing the Jamaican accent on the spot.
Balagne.
The noises she makes beforehand.
That's so good.
Sorry, perfect, because she's like,
and then just a complete transformation.
Her face changes, her neck morphs. Changes.
Like she's been inhabited by like one of those Japanese demons for 2 seconds.
That's what I was thinking, Theo. She looks like just in the moments before trying to do a Jamaican accent that she is suddenly possessed. And it's trying to wriggle its way out of her body.
Yes.
And it does.
It does,
comes out.
Not like us, though. We're seasoned professionals.
Yeah,
we're all,
you ask us to do an accent on the spot.
Pretty good, I would say.
Better than, say, Charlie Hunnam at accents, I'd say, all of us. Yeah.
Better than
Keanu Reeves at accents?
Better than Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins.
I had
he's trying to do like the chimney sweep thing.
He's doing the chimney sweep thing. Yeah. It's not good.
Yeah.
I had classic comedy Hot Rod on the other day.
Oh, sorry. It's a good time.
Perfect film.
Is it relatively early on in Isla Fisher's career? Because she has the ends of a few words in there where I'm like, you're not fooling me.
No.
You're fooling me, you Australian motherfucker.
I know who you are.
Tony Collette needs to be put on blast. I'm putting it out there. Toni Collette, American accent, terrible, awful, horrific.
No, it's come... Where was that from? From, like, Hereditary?
In everything. I feel like it's rough. Yeah. She's getting away with a lot by being a fantastic actress, but...
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it?
I'm going to bring her down a peg, you know?
Yes. Yeah, whereas bloody... Nicole Kidman gets awards for doing, like, a more, I guess, naturalistic American accent.
Yeah.
Can't act. So how's that?
Correct.
Hey,
Toni
Collette
has a big nose in the hours.
More like Toni Collette. She seems to always be wearing them in film roles that she's in.
Yeah.
Does she?
Okay. I'm going to try and pay attention to that in future, I guess.
Yeah. Maybe just... Not a big foot guy, but I'll take your word.
That's a their pants.
kind of like wide leg pants.
Wide leg pants. She's wearing them in Hereditary. She's wearing those and like either RMs or Blundstones. She's wearing some sort of Chelsea boot. And I feel like that's a look I've seen her do in multiple things. So I think that's maybe just her vibe.
Yeah.
But
I feel like Australian actresses are overrepresented in Hollywood.
It's too many of them.
Do you need more men?
I've been watching Severance. And there's a lady in that from Neighbours.
Yeah,
I've seen you posting about
her. We can all say her name on three.
you were the only person who knows who she is.
Yeah, and... she's literally from Neighbours. Wow.
Yes, from Neighbours.
Yeah. Margot Robbie was from Neighbours.
Margot Robbie.
Unless she was in Home and Away.
Let's
the
go
other
back
one.
To the lady from Severance. How would you say you feel about her, Theo?
Yeah, yeah.
Talking about that lady with the kind of beautiful woman with red hair.
Yeah, and the very unique. Gorgeous nose. Mm-hmm. Look. Is this main or bonus? This is bonus. She could run me over with three trucks.
No, this is main.
This is a main.
It's too late. It's too late.
Do you want to say what you would have said if you'd have known, and then I'll just beep out
one
the other
truck
one?
On main.
Dyken Lockman?
Yeah. And you can't make fun. Before anyone gets anything in on that, it's a Nepalese. She's Nepalese Australian.
Isn't it? Don't see a lot of representation of Nepalese Australians.
No, and I'm saying we need more. Yeah. And less like Irish Australian.
Yes, true.
Yeah.
Dai Chen. Mm. I can't read IPA characters. I'm going to drink a couple of them, though.
Anyway, Neighbours, that's where you got to cut your teeth, you know?
Yeah, you have to.
I think so.
That's our Juilliard.
It actually is.
Yeah. It's Juilliard for the real world.
That's what we've got. It's sort of a blue-collar Juilliard.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris Hemsworth was in them, and I saw like an interview with him the other day where he was like, everybody always likes shitting all over it, but you know, it was a good job for you for a bit.
Yeah, see, Isla Fisher's problem apparently was she was on Home and Away.
Mm.
Yeah, totally different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We were a Home and Away household, not a Neighbour's household. Yeah.
Interesting.
To me, Neighbours smacks of being, I don't know, kind of cringe.
Yeah.
Now, Chris Hemsworth was a Home and Away kid, which makes sense because he's very surfer coded.
Home and Away beachy. Vibes.
Later time slot as well, so you know they can get a little crazier with it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. They imply sex sometimes.
Yeah, that's right. And also they had those race riots in that episode. Like a 3-person Australia Day race riot.
They did.
Stupid fucking show. Hey, for Theo to be somewhat attracted to an ethnically ambiguous, confident, beautiful woman, that's only natural. We talk about other things that are natural in Nature Corner.
Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. Winter kiss, Nature Corner.
Bloody Naomi Watts was in Home and Away. Heath Ledger was Home and Away.
It's a sort of like a talent incubator.
Yeah.
And then straddling the great divide, the wonderful Guy Pearce in Home and Away and Neighbours.
That's is there anything he can't do?
He's in the Australian soap Guy multiverse.
He's never done anything proper. No, Guy Pearce is he wore like
He's goated.
Palestine Solidarity pin at one of the big award shows recently. Yeah. Well.
And then Vanity Fair photoshopped it out of their pictures.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I was meaning to watch LA Confidential again.
What a fucking film.
Good time?
God, I love that movie.
I'm gonna be honest with you guys. We're starting with a really light tone first story, just to sort of bring the mood up to a level where it can sustain some stories we're doing later on.
Okay.
This is just,
So really hold this emotion with you.
Keep the feelings you feel from this one in your heart.
Yeah.
And if the tone goes down a bit, just try and reach back, center yourself, reach back to how you felt earlier, and then maybe put a little sheen of that over how you're feeling later.
Mindfulness. Yes. Gotcha.
Be
mindfulness.
Here, then.
Be present but earlier.
Yes. Don't think about the present. Think about this, which is in the past.
Okay, gotcha.
Be this present now, later on.
Yeah. Yes. Be here now, when you get to that part.
Yeah. I've been using the rubber band technique a lot, which is where you put a rubber band around your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
So do that. Go and find a rubber band right now.
Find a fidget toy.
Fidget toy. And then when you're fidgeting with it later on, that's your cue to remember the earlier story that was nice.
You can't just say, I've been doing the rubber band technique, which is where I put a rubber band on my fingers, and then not say what the purpose of that is.
What's the point of...
For what reason?
Is it for fidgets?
No, it's just to remember.
To remember something?
To something. Yeah. You've got
when you put it on,
there.
Though, do you like say what you're remembering to the rubber band and then...
You don't whisper your intentions
No, I always need to be remembering something at all times, which I don't. So this helps me not being like doing a thing like putting fuel in the whippersnipper and then closing the whippersnipper up and then putting it all away and then getting the whippersnipper back out and putting fuel in it again, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is so I don't do that.
Okay. Well, how would you use it in that circumstance?
Well, so this is just me going, oh, I'm doing a thing. What's the thing I'm doing?
How many rubber bands you got on that hand on a daily basis?
Yeah,
how many you got on the go at once?
No, so they're not specific. They're not specific
it
reminders.
It just reminds you
just
that you are
be present. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Process doing. Well,
otherwise I'm just sort of like bouncing from room to room like Mr. Magoo on a pinball table.
Well, in the words of Chef John from foodwishes.com in a video I was watching the other day. It's never too late to remember what you forgot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless you've completely forgotten it.
Unless the food is now on the table, I think. Yes. He was halfway through something and he was like, oh, I forgot to put this in earlier. But it's never too late to remember what you forgot. And I said, that's fucking poetry to me, Chef John.
That's beautiful, Chef John. Thank you, Chef John.
Thank you, Chef John. Bubble bath liquid.
Yes, Chef John.
Yes, Chef John. I know you listened.
If the bath's already full, you can't put bubble bath liquid in.
You can, but you've got to agitate it by hand.
Arms.
It's not really it's never
it's
the same.
Suck. It's going to suck.
Get in there and wriggle around a bunch.
It's never the same, especially in Brisbane's hard water.
Our water is very hard.
Very hard.
Is it?
Hard men, hard water.
Hard men, hard water.
Yeah. Sometimes it seems to fluctuate, which I surely can't be the case because of how water supply works, but sometimes it seems way harder than other times. I'll put my Mr. Bronner's on and it won't foam up at all.
No, it's entirely possible because we've got a couple of water intakes. So we've got the one from the river up west, and then we've also got one from I forget which part on the bay. But it's a very sandstone heavy supply from that water table over there. So I think it depends on the day where the water's coming from.
Man, some days
you might get more or less sandstone.
Maybe you need like one of those handheld milk frothers.
Yes,
for the water.
Cappuccino, just to zhuzh up, because you don't want to be doing it by hand, and then you got soap all over the 20 or 30 rubber bands you got on that hand.
Yeah, I'm taking them off when I'm bathing, and I'm just kind of.
And then you're like, "What was I doing? What was I doing? Where am I? What's my name?"
I'm very happy for you that you found a system that worked.
I didn't say it works.
Okay. I'm very happy for you that you found a system that you're trying. This is from KPNX in Arizona. Yep.
The Penix.
The Penix.
Goat dog removed from Dollar General store in Arizona.
Get out of here, you two.
Goat comma dog?
Goat comma dog.
Comma dog. Not
goat,
like a,
goat comma
not
dog, a, yeah.
Some kind of chimera.
Yeah. No. Like I saw a chicken taking a ride on a sheep the other day.
Okay.
Is that nice. Is that sheep comma chicken or is that sheep chicken?
That's just good clean fun. Sound of it. A goat and dog walked into a Dollar General store Friday morning and needed some help checking out.
I'll say.
Checking out?
They don't understand commerce.
Yeah. They've tried to go for like checking out.
Checkout,
as in at the checkout, but then sort of confusing
like
with checking out like you would from a hotel. Yeah. Which doesn't really. Yeah.
They're not trying to do self-checkout and they're like, no, it's just the barcode, the black and white thing. And they're like, it's all black and white. The whole thing's
black. Yes.
Yes.
The Eloy Fire District responded to the store after the animal friends walked into the facility and followed a patron into a bathroom.
Number one, how do you know that they're friends and not like business associates? You don't know that they're not cartel members. Are they following the guy into the bathroom to do a drug deal? They're not so innocent.
Or a hit. Right? To kill him, maybe.
That's right.
Or maybe this is like one of those movies where two people that hate each other are forced on a long road trip of convenience.
Mm. Yes. Are or maybe guys... they're in there to drink from the urinal.
Yes. Maybe. And maybe coincidentally a patron was just walking in ahead of them. They're probably easier to wait for a guy to open the door and be like, yes, urinal water, than to have to try and figure out door handles. Well, you wouldn't have them on a bathroom door, would you?
Probably a push, you know?
Probably a push situation, yeah.
Yeah, they'd be fucked if it
unless
was
it's a
though.
Disabled toilet, and then they're often kind of closed, and yeah. The newer ones.
Did
the
they say,
ones.
Was it an ambulatory?
They don't specify the type of bathroom that it was. Okay. Why'd they call the fire department?
Yeah, that's a really... Is that who you call? Probably when there's a goat and a dog in your store?
Less likely to shoot them than
I was going
to
say
the
they should have been killed.
Less
instantly.
Likely to shoot a gun.
Yeah. Hey... Which one of you is not going to turn this place into an animal graveyard?
We need a non-lethal government service to arrive.
Oh, you'll want the fireys.
I get a strong impression from American movies and TV that like animal control is like an ubiquitous presence and there's just like millions of those guys everywhere.
Yeah, like with their trucks just picking up stray dogs with nets.
Yeah, well, yeah, like I think they're risk. Putting them straight in the chamber. Though is my feeling of animal control that it's like American animal control exists to put them in the contraption.
Yeah.
So the impression that I get from American media is that there's like a two-tiered class of animal rescue, which is that you've got the lowly dog catcher.
Yeah. And he's out there with his net. He's got his
He's got the stick with the
overalls,
with the rope dungarees. On the end for putting over the head.
Seems to like his job too much.
Yes. Mm.
Yet he is also hated by human and animal alike.
Yes.
And then you have the beloved firefighter rescuing a cute kitten from a tree.
Rescuing cats, trees, daily, every day.
Yes.
Because you can't call the animal control guy because he's going to put them in the fucking incinerator.
He doesn't want to get up a tree. His truck doesn't have a ladder. He's not good looking. You don't want him touching the nice kitten.
He's just going to fire a tranquilizer dart straight into its skull.
Yeah. You want the ugly and mean-spirited dog catcher out there catching ugly, mean-spirited dogs. They belong together.
He's not good looking, that's for sure.
Oh, my God, He's not... He's not doing himself any favors with his haircut, with the
not
fit
doing
of his clothes.
Skincare. Mm. He's not moisturizing. Yeah.
He's absolutely not
drinking enough water.
Yeah. Eating a lot of greasy foods. Like you can see the grease on him.
Yeah, it's gone right down the front of his overalls, and he doesn't care. He is not changing those overalls each day when he comes into work.
And I tell you what,
the wash, a monthly wash, maybe on those overalls.
He shouldn't be wearing that style of glasses just because people kind of associate them with a certain kind of person. And I don't think
he's wearing the going postal thick frames.
Huge.
You know,
if it's in an Australian movie, he's played by Frank Woodley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I suppose so.
Frank Woodley scream like dog killer to you.
You got dog killer vibes?
Yeah, absolutely. Huh. Which one am I thinking of?
I can't tell the difference between the two.
No, it's the weird looking one. It's not the straight man, right?
That's Frank Woodley.
That's Frank Woodley.
Frank Woodley's the one who does lots of sort of body comedy with his long
dog
body,
catcher
right?
vibes to you.
Yep. Yeah.
We've recently watched Leno and Woodley with the kids, and it's an absolute treasure. It's very, very cool. It absolutely stands up to rewatching. It's all on Plex, Ben.
You know that bit from season 3 of I Think You Should Leave where he's doing like the guy that does mime? And the people are trying to trick him into talking.
Don't come if you don't love old stuff.
Yeah, that is kind of the vibe that I get from Leno and Woodley when I think about them now.
Yeah, same. Like, just literally that.
I love silent movies.
He looks good now, just for the record, though.
Yeah,
Woodley?
Very fuckable.
Woodley looks good.
Woodley? What?
Frank Woodley?
Frank Woodley, 2024.
Frank Woodley, yeah.
He was,
Yeah, I mean, like, he looks like a regular guy,
I guess. He looks like a guy, but I think he's just one of those guys where he was so wiry.
Yeah.
And so...
I think he's aged well.
I think he looks better now than he did then. How about that?
Yeah, okay.
He's wearing, like, a hat in the style that an idiot would wear the hat to convey that he's the stupid, goofy one.
Yes.
Yeah.
I hate that. Don't like it.
Yeah,
funny little hat.
I don't care for it.
I've flipped my brim up because I'm a little thick. Shut up. Take that, Leno Woodley.
Take that.
This is the Australian mid-90s TV episode.
If you're not from Australia, go fuck yourself.
Get fucked.
I'm going to walk that back. I don't think he looks that good. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I think you also kind of have to see his face in motion. Like the way he talks, there's sort of an almost buffoonery or mime aspect to how he moves and acts.
It's so silly. I don't care for it. I don't like it.
He looks like a man who is engaged in clown training.
Yes.
Yes. He's been to clown college.
Always bad.
No, some of our most beautiful friends have trained professionally as clowns.
Some of my best friends are professional clowns, but often it can mean when they're on a panel show, just completely insufferable. Just always looking at the camera like, shut up. The store staff locked the animals inside and waited for the fire department to arrive.
Just like nailing boards across the door.
Like, when they say lock them inside, do they mean they lock them inside the bathroom?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Well, if they got that urinal to drink out of.
That'd be fine.
That'd be all right. I don't know. It depends on the urinal, doesn't it? Like, you'd have to be flushing it every now and then. Maybe it's one of those motion sensor ones that every time they walk past, it'll go off and then they're like, oh,
ah,
free drink.
Oh, it's the morning. 20 minutes later, oh, it's the morning.
It's daytime.
Firefighters had noticed the duo wandering around a fire station earlier that morning before getting dispatched to the Dollar General. So you saw a dog and a goat unaccompanied walking around town together and you're like, wow, that's weird.
That is pretty weird. Yeah.
I wonder if that'll come
up
later.
Not every day.
An hour later getting the... Wait, he's already played a dog catcher?
Yeah. In the movie Oddball.
That's Frank Woodley playing.
So you were just literally thinking about his role as a dog catcher?
Yeah. Does he look like he's in the IDF?
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
That's really fucked up.
It's odd. That is odd. That's not where I saw any of this.
Oh,
going.
I don't like that at all. Looks like he's in Romper Stomper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, upsetting.
Huh. I guess that one's got to be the episode art for the any of this to make sense for anyone.
Which it's almost impossible for people to find or see the episode art because like most players don't show it.
Except if you're paying for it and watching it or like listening to it on Patreon.
Yeah, because there are a bunch of people who this is how they listen to it.
Yeah,
like,
they open
the
up
Patreon.
They open
browser.
Up Firefox on their phone.
Yeah.
They browse to patreon.com/BuntaVista.
Yes.
They pay us good. $5 US dollars a month.
That's very smooth. That's good. Upon arrival, the dog was removed and taken to a shelter, but staff didn't have the equipment or facilities to relocate the goat.
Oh, this is... We can't deal with that here.
I think if you can keep a dog contained, you can probably contain a goat for
if
like a little while.
If you can contain a dog, you can contain a goat. That's what
Chef John.
They're very strong-minded, though, you know.
They are. They're determined. They are.
They're determined. Yeah. I'm not sure if I could contain a goat.
Kind of stubborn.
Headstrong.
Yeah.
Yes. The firefighters made friends with the goat until someone with an animal trailer could arrive on scene.
Now, what do we have in common?
Yeah.
What do we...
Catch the big game last into? Night? How Steelers to, fan?
How to win friends.
Wait, where are we? We're in Phoenix?
Hey, you want a Schlitz? the goat was subsequently taken to a farm where the animal will stay until an owner can be found.
Wink.
Yeah. Until an owner can be found?
Yeah, an owner.
Do you mean like a new one or...
Until someone who wants this
not fussy.
The fire district said the owners of the dog or goat can contact Penal County Animal Control.
You should have to take them as a package deal.
I think so.
These I don't guys think you should separate
clearly
them.
Friends.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the implication that they're
soulmates
from a separate location, like they're from like
but
the owners of the dog
together?
Or the goat. How did
they
this
didn't,
happen?
They didn't bump into each other out the front of the Dollar General and then walk in together.
Hey, you want to do
also
a team
got
up?
Four legs?
Yeah. Cool. Quadruped? Quadruped.
Oh. Nope, they were hanging out near a fire station earlier. I wonder what they do in there, they said to each other.
I think we're at like the second act of their movie at this point because they had to sort of, they heard the call to adventure. There was the refusal of the call. And then despite their bickering, they started to form an uneasy alliance.
Mm-hmm.
And just as they started working together, you know, the second act is underway. Bam. First trial being caught, separated.
Separated.
Yes.
Torn
apart.
How
are we
going
to get
them
back together?
Yes.
What if they were going into the Dollar General because there was something they needed there as part of the journey? And then they've been...
Their MacGuffin?
They've been set upon.
It's sort of their Excalibur, in a way, the object that's there. They were about to do their drawing the sword from stone, their first sort of magical act.
Yeah. No hands between them, though.
Yes. Why? So that was going to be tough.
Why am I, as an Australian, not permitted to access dollargeneral.com?
You ever been in a Dollar General?
I'm trying to see what they sell in a Dollar General.
Honey buns.
It's kind of like halfway between like a Crazy Clarks and a Reject Shop, but also a supermarket.
Sort of like between a Coles and a Silly Solly's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, sort of like that, yes. Sort of like halfway between a Dimmies and an Aldi.
Kind of like a not quite right situation.
Yeah. Mm. It's, I don't know, it feels almost like a uniquely American phenomenon in that, like, imagine if there were people that did all of their grocery shopping at Crazy Clarks.
Yeah. Yeah, Americans all mixed up like that. They love to buy their books from the drugstore.
Oh, you guys don't have Crazy Clarks? But you got the Reject Shop down there, right?
Yeah, we got
the Reject Shop.
Crazy Clarks is just like a slightly shittier Reject Shop.
Yeah. Everywhere has the Reject Shop. Americans listening
just
to this.
Just slightly more flipping in there.
What the fuck is the Reject Shop? It's where you go or are bought at or whatever. Yeah. Shut up. Our stuff is normal. Your stuff is weird.
Yeah, I agree, Lucy. I think someone should have to take the dog and the goat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ideally, take them back to the Dollar General, let them get the thing they were after.
Yeah.
You know?
They're probably just like a spatula or whatever that they convinced themselves was some sort of like magical human device that could like save the farm or whatever. Just let them get the fucking spatula and get out of there.
Yeah. Now the farm's fucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh?
Sometimes you, a dog, have teamed up with a goat and you're on your hero's journey, much like in the Japanese film Milo and Otis, and suddenly you're apprehended in the middle of trying to get your MacGuffin. That is the one thing you didn't want to happen. It's time for the one thing we didn't want to happen.
This is the one thing we didn't want to happen.
Now, Ben forcefully demanded that I not look at this headline until I got to the exact moment of reading it. And for you, dutiful listener, I have complied. So let's see what we've got here. This comes to us from the Daily Mail, notoriously British, the Daily Mail. Father's horror as he realized he has taken, quote, devious pedophile, 61, with 71 previous offenses on family holiday to Bulgaria by mistake.
This is the one thing we didn't want to happen.
This is exactly the thing from this where the thing is from.
Oh my God.
This is the 71 things we didn't want to happen.
What do you mean accidentally?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Your holiday just, in Bulgaria?
For reference, if you've been hearing us play this
jingle
for a while.
You can probably find a pedophile in Bulgaria if you want. You don't have to take one with you.
If you don't know where this stinger is from, it's clipped from an episode of, is it Brass the Day Today or Brass Eye? Oh,
it's
Brass
from
Eye.
Brass Eye. It's the episode Pedo-geddon.
That's right. Where it's like a satirical news program where they're describing a situation where a super pedophile is sentenced to be launched into space. Where he can't harm any children, but just the moment before it launched, a child fell in there with him, which is essentially the situation that we have ended up with here.
It was the one thing we didn't want to happen.
Yeah.
A pedophile secretly acquired a passport and used it to go on holiday to Bulgaria with an unsuspecting family who knew nothing of his previous convictions. Yep.
What do you mean secretly acquired?
What do you mean with them?
Are they not allowed to leave? Don't you want them to leave?
Oh, you want one of those one-way? We were giving out one-way passports.
We will fly you anywhere you want to go.
Oh, Bulgaria? That's
great.
That's actually really good for us.
Slamming that door as soon as they're out.
Hey, the pedophile wants to go to Bulgaria. What do we do?
Let him go. Let him go first class.
Oh, it turns out someone in business class cancelled.
Just someone out there getting a notification on their phone. What the fuck? cancel my tickets. Sorry, sir. National emergency. It's for the good of the country. It's for the good of the country. We can't get into it, but it's for the good of the country.
Yeah, it's for the good of this country.
It's for the good of a country.
It's for the good of all countries. To the detriment of Bulgaria.
Bulgarians going, does it seem like things really started to change a couple of years ago? I feel like we've got a lot of foreign pedos in the country now. Every second guy I run into at the supermarket. Andrew Priday. Priday? Priday?
Priday.
Andrew Priday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has 71 previous offences. You going to jail at some point?
There's too many. Like,
there's some sort of...
Come on.
Like, as leftists, you know, but also...
Yeah, yeah, like prison reform, but this
71.
One...
It's like when you see the stories in the paper about somebody being done for like insanely high level drink driving.
Yeah,
and they're
like 400 times.
Yeah. Like their eighth offense.
Yeah, their license had been suspended 12 times before now.
Yeah, and you go like, look, you just got to stop
Bulgaria.
Him from getting in a car.
Send them to Bulgaria.
Drunk drivers to Bulgaria.
You'll fit right in.
Well, ideally, you get enough drunk drivers going around there and they're going to start clipping some of the pedos. You know, yes. These problems solve
kind of like
themselves.
Introducing foxes for the rabbits.
The pedophiles are the cane beetles. The drunk drivers are the cane toads.
And then also, you just and give the Bulgarians golf clubs, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. He was added to the sex offenders register for life, which requires him to tell police of any passports he possesses, as well as plans to travel abroad, at least a week before departure. Huh?
Yeah.
Just let us know.
Just let us know if you're going to Bulgaria.
I feel right. Like, I don't know what Britain's passport controls are like. In Australia, they are strenuous. In Australia, you can't. Yeah. You can't. I don't think in Australia you can get a passport without the government knowing about it.
Yeah, it starts hard. with a mean look from the lady at the post office.
Yep.
She's so mean. Why is she so mean?
Why the
what?
Fuck are
what?
You doing
here?
This?
Get out of here!
And that's just the start of your awful journey. You know, then you finally get to the point where you're traveling in or out of Australia. You're putting the passport into like the little holster so the HAL 9000 can scan it and look at your face at the same time.
Yeah, but you got to take your glasses off, and because you're so short-sighted now you can't fucking see what the machine is telling you to do.
And plus your eyes look tiny.
Yeah. Why do you look weird? This is what my face actually looks like, okay?
On this passport photo, you actually look really weird. Can you explain that?
What's up with that? Why is your face all puffy in the passport photo? Like you've just been crying in front of someone from the post office.
Yeah. Like the mean lady at the post office was yelling at you.
You've been noogied for making a typo on your passport application.
I feel like in Australia, they know when they give you a new passport.
Could he have maybe applied for a passport from another country?
Well, how?
Maybe.
Unless he's a Bulgarian pedo who's already, like, emigrated to...
Maybe he had a Bulgarian passport.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know if Priday is a Bulgarian surname or not. I'm not sure. Yeah. He could be Bulgarian by marriage.
Could be.
The shameless criminal applied for and obtained a passport in January 2021... but told police he did not have one during a subsequent annual registration declaration, Swansea Crown Court heard.
Like, it just seems like that's something you could look up on your police computer.
Well, don't
you
the computers
gave
are
him
connected
the
to the internet,
passport?
Right?
Yeah.
We can't tell if we gave you a passport unless you tell us we gave you a passport.
And we're in an honesty system.
So Britain's just in shambles. Is that the takeaway here? That the state has been like dissolved to the point where like...
It's because of woke.
This is just
there, it's
regular.
It's because of woke.
Because of, yeah.
Pedos run the place.
I think Australia is actually sort of... We're quite far ahead on the scale of like how unbelievably bureaucratic this country is.
Oh, our panopticon is working just great.
Yeah. All our stuff talks to each other. There's only one website you have to go to for Medicare.
It knows all your shit.
Yeah, it used to be really bad and now it's only a little bit bad.
Yeah, the super stuff actually kind of works on there now.
Yeah.
The stuff that whole thing where
they
say
it's so easy to lodge our tax.
No one's going to know what superannuation is if we start talking about that.
Fuck.
It's sort of like a 401k.
We know what 401k is.
I don't have very much.
I have none. I got no super.
Fuck all.
This year, a well-meaning family who knew Pride offered him a bed in their holiday apartment in Bulgaria.
Ah.
You just knew this guy, but you didn't know he was a paedophile?
Probably didn't bring it up.
Guess it doesn't really come up in conversation. Tell me about yourself. Oh, yeah, work at the post office.
Paedophile.
You know, one of the times I was in court. What for? Oh, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Are you coming to the barbecue tomorrow? I've got to do my annual sex offender registry. I'm painting the garage tomorrow. Oh, I wish I could go.
The 61-year-old paedophile flew out from Cardiff Airport on June 17th and joined the parents and child for 7 days.
All right, so you still got that rubber band on at this point?
I'm snapping it.
With
I'm a snapping
pedophile.
It.
Goat and dog story. They're good friends.
Yeah, they're on an adventure. They get that spatula. They're saving the farm. They're going to be reunited in the third act, I promise you.
They're gonna get taken in by a really nice lady and her kids.
She's going to feed them ice cream after a little bit for me. Oh, you can have some.
Yes. You know what's going to be really great, though, is that the really nice, warm, single mum with the two kids is going to take in the dog and the goat, and she's fallen in love with the firefighter.
Firefighter. Yeah, 100%.
And they're going to make a beautiful... They're going to make a beautiful blended family and show all those children of divorce out there that maybe there is happiness in the future for you.
Yeah, you know what? The firefighter, he comes in through the door because he's leading the goat in. And the whole time a recurring thing in this has been everyone makes fun of the single mother because she has really bad taste in dessert pies. Like she combines stuff that's like really whack and no one else likes it. And he walks through the door and he goes, "Is that cinnamon and celery pie? That's my favorite." And then... Bam! Instant spark. Romance. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Plus the goat can eat it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Goat will eat any of your fucking terrible pies.
Stupid pies. That's so perfect. We could make $1 million.
And the dog, voiced by Kevin Hart, looks at the goat. You crazy. The end. All of the characters voiced by Kevin Hart.
As much of that as Andrew is allowed to.
Yeah, we're not allowed to do it. No. We need someone to voice the dog. And I was thinking kind of, he used to be kind of schlubby when he was on Parks and Rec, and now he's like
Chris Pratt.
Yeah, we need a Chris Pratt before Marvel got to him. We need a guy who's still kind of like that.
So Chris Pratt was the voice of Mario in the Super
he's
Mario
voice
Brothers
Garfield.
Movie.
Everything.
And then he was the Garfield. Fucking Garfield in the new Garfield.
He also sucks ass.
Yeah, I saw the new Garfield movie and I was like, I wonder who... Oh, it's Chris Pratt. It's got to be Chris Pratt. And it was Chris Pratt.
Yep.
Who and he sucks.
He's a kind of like everyman. We need an everyman that's like 30 and drinks like a couple too many beers to be... Hollywood famous.
The problem is that now, like, anybody who is even remotely normal, like, immediately gets yassified by the Hollywood machine. Like, I've seen quite a few things floating around lately where people are like putting up pictures of like bodies that were supposed to be like real crazy and out of control. Like the dude, his name was Jesse something, who played like the sexy gardener in Desperate Housewives.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
and they had a
him.
Picture of him with his shirt off. And
he
they
just
were
had
like,
abs. He had a normal
they were
body.
Like, yeah, this is what used to be like a crazy shirtless body on TV. And now there's just like all these replies of gay dudes going, "I would fucking kill myself if I looked like that."
Oh my God.
I'd kill myself if I was that fat.
Well, you know what gay guys are like, so.
Yeah.
Let's bring back normal male bodies. It's about time that finally men had less pressure put on them about
their bodies. Yes, can we stop torturing
men? I'm glad
men?
We had a little bit of torture of men, but like we can take it back. Look what they did to Zac Efron, you know?
Get it back.
What'd they do to Zac Efron?
He looks fucked up now. He had way too much like HGH. Okay. His face is all fucked.
Yeah. They punished. Sorry, they punished our boy.
Yeah.
His explanation for that was that he fell over in his house and fucking destroyed his face. He like clipped his he clipped his jaw on a like a fountain or some shit in his house.
Oh.
And really? Was like, oh no, I like cracked a bunch of my face off and shattered my jaw.
What about Kumail then?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that dude is big time on the HH. Zac Efron has said about he got like insanely shredded for the Baywatch movie of all things with The Rock. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, that was like really bad for me, both physically and mentally. He was like, it drives you insane doing that.
Don't yeah. It's Who funny how it? People with like the smallest bit of like soul or humanity just kind of get like squeezed.
Just get destroyed, yeah.
Get destroyed, just shoon up and spat out. Anyway.
That's why I don't have like cum gutters and an ab veins.
Yeah, that is. Stuff. Yeah.
It's because I know better.
You're looking
I
great,
know,
though.
Yeah, that's what it would do to me.
I don't even think cum gutters are in anymore.
No.
You know, you got to be massive.
We went a little bit of body on you, you know.
Yeah,
got to be. If you're going off like influencers and stuff, you have to be a tank, but also with 0% body fat.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you have to get rid of all your water weight too.
No water weight. No water, water in weight. Your body at any time. Imagine how good
just
that would
feel. Just chicken and broccoli. Yeah.
Just dizzy.
Just
dizzy
looking
24
like
hours
of the, one of the popped guys from Under the Skin. I'm just going to keep making references.
Yeah, absolutely. You should watch that movie. That's a great movie. I'm talking directly to you, the listener.
Yeah.
I was thinking that maybe 5 years ago, the dog would have been voiced by Glenn Powell, but the machine got him. The machine's got to Glenn Powell. He's gone.
He sure did.
We've lost Glenn Powell.
In a big way. He went from zero to like everywhere I'm seeing Glenn. I'm just like, that's
Glenn
just a
Powell
name
time.
That I need to know now.
Yeah.
It's a summer of Glenn Powell. We've got to
let Glenn
it
Powell
happen.
Ascended
I've come around on it. I've come around on the summer of Glenn Powell.
I like him.
After seeing
liked
Twisters.
Him.
I was charmed.
Lucy,
by him.
Have you watched Everybody Wants Some?
No.
You should watch Everybody Wants Some from 2016.
All right.
Richard Linklater, meandering, no real plot, just
Richard
vibes.
Richard Linklater, let's go.
Is the Richard Linklater one where Glenn Powell plays the hitman? Is that good?
I hear it's good.
It's fine. It's decent.
Fine? I hear it's okay.
It has some parts that are quite good.
I haven't got time for fine.
It's okay.
Eleanor went and saw Twisters at the 4DX thing or whatever where it shakes you around. And she was like...
What the fuck?
And she came home and was like... Summer blockbusters are back.
Yeah.
Really?
What's the thing that shakes you around?
It's like there's...
We haven't got one of those.
No.
The one at Hoyt's is called the D-Box.
What the fuck?
Where it vibrates and shit. And like it's like... I gather it's basically like sitting in a big...
Vibrated in the D-Box.
it's like sitting inside a big PS5 controller while you watch something.
That's so awful.
And she was like, yeah. So she went and watched Twisters in this, and I was like, fair enough. And then we were going to see Long Legs, and she was like, D-Box. And I was like, I'm not seeing a fucking horror movie in
see
a thing
the
where
horror
my,
movie at the D-Box.
Where my chair gets yanked around every time there's like a loud noise. I'm not going to be into that. Long Legs, though, that was good. I enjoyed
haven't
it.
Seen it.
I got some good news. I have cast the dog. It's a bit of a...
We've been killing time while this...
It's a Nepo baby situation, I'm sorry, but I do think it's deserved. It's got to be Wyatt Russell.
Okay.
Mm.
I reckon Wyatt
Russell's
our boy.
Kurt
Russell's
son?
Yeah, Kurt Russell's
son. Yeah, good choice. Big fan.
Yeah. Yeah, it just seems like a sort of normalish dude. Yeah, I reckon he's probably our guy. And he's he's got some acting credits there, but he's not like a household sort of like, oh shit, that's Wyatt Russell.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. A little bit of fat on his belly. You know?
A little bit of body hair.
A little bit of fat on the belly.
Yeah.
I hope it's uncontroversial to say. Or
look at that. Hey,
I hope. Right. Well, how about this as an opinion of the podcast? I don't know if you guys agree. I don't really care about the Nepo baby stuff in Hollywood. Who fucking cares?
I don't care if I like them.
I don't care if I like them. If I don't like them.
If I don't like them, I definitely
care. Get the fuck out of here.
But it's like, it's been going the whole time.
Right? Yeah, that's kind of how celebrity works, I guess.
It's been going since like Liza Minnelli and Judy Garland and Tony Curtis and all them cats.
Let people have an empire.
Yes.
Mm.
When has empire ever harmed anyone?
Just don't think Hollywood needs to be that much of a meritocracy. I don't think there's any way of possibly enforcing or policing it.
Man, I saw something the other day that this presidential race will be the first one since like the late 70s or something without a Biden, a Clinton, or a Bush.
Since 1976. That's fucking insane.
Man. That's wild.
That's crazy.
50 years ago, we had Biden, Clinton, and Bush.
Now we've got no Bush.
No Bush, yeah.
No Bush.
Because
I don't know about the other ones work.
We've got Clintons. We got more Clintons.
We got Clintons. We've got to do something about that.
It'd be so fucked up if you knew the names of like an Australian politician's kids or parents.
Yeah.
That'd be so psycho.
Yeah.
I feel like the only one I've heard anything about in fucking ages is like Anthony Albanese's son getting a job somewhere.
I don't need to know.
Hey, you got a job because your dad's a prime minister. And I was like, yep.
Yeah, probably.
Sure. That'd probably happen.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to happen.
One of the perks of the job.
Yeah.
The father. A story.
Yeah, we got there.
Back to the
pedophile. That's enough stalling.
Yeah, but we might have actually bumped the second horrible story.
To the bonus.
To the bonus episode.
We'll see. We'll see how much longer it takes us to get through the rest of the story. The father of the Hollidaying family later told police he felt, quote, sick, end quote, and was, quote, physically shaking, end quote, when he learned
Bulgaria belly.
3 days past convictions.
I told you guys about this. I told this ages ago, but how it turned out that like a family friend of ours when I was a teenager turned out to be a convicted pedophile.
Yeah.
Many cases.
Yeah.
My mum and I found out at the same time while we were on a phone call because we were wondering why a photo of him had turned up as like the lead image on a news story. We're like, that's weird.
And
like,
was it a mugshot?
All you can do in that moment is just go like, huh.
Yeah.
Like, you know, enough time had passed that it's not like, oh my God, we need to do something about this. It's a weird bit of information to try and be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Mm.
But I think if it had happened like, you know, a week ago, it'd probably be pretty traumatizing, I would imagine.
I mean, keen-eared listeners might remember I've made a few jokes about pedophile uncles on the show. Mm. And you might think, that's a bit much. But that's just how I process my uncle was a pedophile. He's a pedophile. I assume he's still out there somewhere.
Out there.
Like, I mean, just prowling.
On his way to Bulgaria right now.
Jesus, that's fucked up.
Yeah, well.
Has the family just been like, we do not talk to this uncle
anymore? No, I saw him at a funeral like a few years back.
Weird.
Yeah. He's just like standing there in the room with like everyone else.
Everyone's been like, that's
wow.
That's the pedophile uncle.
Yeah.
That's really fucked up.
So.
Remember the dog and the goat.
Dog and the goat.
They're
dog
best and the friends. Goat.
They're best thinking about them, picturing them.
They love each other.
He was also found to have a phone for which he had not told the police. You guys got to get away from the honor system with the pedos.
Yeah.
You got to start. Don't wait for them to tell you. You have to start checking, I think.
I'm going to tell you, a lot of pedophiles don't have a code. Mm. Like, they don't live by, like, a code of honor. Yeah. Pedophiles,
like, that's my friend's child.
Not really a thing.
Yeah. They're sort
of...
Not a lot of... pedo Bushido, you know?
Yeah, pedo Bushido.
And that's not going to be the episode title.
No, I'm giving it way too much.
You have to not let people tell from the outset that that's what this episode is going to be about.
It's getting to. Oh, if you have a friend who hasn't listened to the episode yet, just let them find out themselves the hard way.
They're more like Ronins.
How come nobody talks about the second half of that episode anymore? Wow.
Yeah, just talking about that wonderful dog and goat.
On behalf of the sex offender, that's not how you want a sentence about you to start in the paper, is it?
Yeah.
Lawyer Andrew Evans. Everybody in this story is called Andrew.
Yeah.
The including the pedophile.
Andrew world.
Lawyer Andrew Evans argued there was no suggestion of any inappropriate behavior on the part of the defendant during the Bulgarian holiday, but he accepted that his client's compliance with the conditions and requirements he was subject to had, quote, faltered in recent years. Yeah, I think the passport and the phone probably an indication of that.
How did you befriend this pedophile? I don't understand. Should really explain it so it doesn't happen to anyone else, you know?
Yeah, give us the steps we can take to avoid accidentally
taking a pedophile on holiday.
This is like one of the ones we would actually like to know, because usually it's like someone got scammed out of like $400,000.
Yeah, it's really obvious.
If someone asks you, hey, can I hold your $400,000 real quick? Because my hands are cold. Everyone must know that's a trick.
Yeah, but this here, guy... Yeah. What did he cold call you? He knocked on the door pretending to need to borrow a hammer and then used his charisma to charm his way into a family holiday to Bulgaria?
Is he charismatic? Must be very.
Oh, the charismatic pedophile?
Try not to take any 61-year-olds wearing a mesh singlet on family holiday with you.
And if you do take a pedophile with you to Bulgaria, don't give him the spare bed in the family accommodation. He can stay like next door in the other room.
Yeah.
Maybe ask like, can I just get maybe a note from the government saying that you've checked in and you're not a pedo?
Hey, do you mind if I check real quick with the government?
Yeah.
It won't take a moment, and there's nothing to worry about. If you've got nothing to, if you're, you know, hide, then we're just going to check real quick with the government.
They've got like the sex offender registry thing in the States, where you can like look at a map of your local area and instantly be driven insane.
Which also, you know, we have to say from the outset, very imperfect system. You can get on there for public urination for doing all this sort of stuff.
Often I don't think this guy target, you know,
so on and so forth. Please don't email us.
I don't think that this guy has 71 previous counts of like sending public a 17-year-old girl a nude when he was 18.
Yeah,
sorry that this is how you had to find out that Bunta Vista is an anti-pedophile podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we do take stands on some things.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be very
brave.
If you like forgot to check that US pedo map before you bought a house, and then the first day you moved in, that's the first thing you did. Oh, fuck. And then you found out that you had like the highest concentration of pedophiles anywhere in America.
Sort of
you
just like a glowing red spot.
Mm. Yeah.
You're taping up boxes to move, and your wife goes, honey, you did check the pedo map, right?
Yeah. We're not moving to the non-singularity, are we?
Yeah, you open the map and like the whole page is red.
You can't even see.
Weird, I can't see any dots. Oh, no.
Yeah. It's so
bad. Oh, no.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And that's not funny, guys. It's not funny.
It's not funny.
No.
It's not funny when someone moves to pedo city.
When they move to the exurb of Phoenix, Arizona that has the highest concentration of pedophiles anywhere in the world.
I thought that by moving to Bulgaria, we could get away from all of this. Turns out the population of this Bulgarian city is 95% 60-plus British men.
Yeah.
Who are mostly pedophiles.
They're all talking about how they can't get back to Britain anymore.
Because of woke.
Because of woke.
With a 1/3 discount for his guilty pleas, Pride was sentenced to 2 years and 8 months in prison.
Yeah.
And the guilty pleas were for, I guess, getting a passport and a phone and traveling without telling the police.
Yeah, probably slipping yourself into a family and then traveling with them to Bulgaria for a week.
Just 2 years.
It's frowned upon.
Hmm. Yep.
Probably just send that guy back to Bulgaria and don't let him come back. Like cancel his passport while he's over there.
It's Bulgaria's problem now.
I think they deport you, don't they? Probably. Just turn him away at the gate every time. Any flight that lands in the UK with that guy on it has to do a turnaround.
Mm.
No one's getting off. Doesn't matter how you got a wedding to go to. Too bad. You flew over on pedo air. You go back.
Whole country ghosting you.
No, I don't think there is a United Kingdom here. Yeah. No, this is Latvia.
I think they just say mid-air that if they want the plane to continue and land, somebody has to volunteer to have this guy live with them.
He's just doing the hallway. He's doing the hallway thing from Severance, where he walks out the fire exit. Well, he walks out the terminal gate, and he walks back in. It's Bulgaria again. What?
Uh-oh.
I must have got turned around somewhere. Let me just try that again.
Full of like classic Bulgarian things.
Yes.
Like
yeah.
That kind of stew of some kind, I think,
yeah,
over there.
I reckon
some
kind
of
a stew.
They've got a goulash of some kind.
Like people saying hello in Bulgarian, which as we all know is
about a guy. Just looking up cultural life in Bulgaria.
Bulgaria, best known for
Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yeah,
Bulgarian
they have libraries.
Celebs.
All right. Anya.
What so food do they eat in Bulgaria? Bulgarian
guvetch. Okay, we got all sorts of Bulgarian celebrities. Nina Dobrev, Stanislav Lenevsky, Dimitar Berbatov, Maria Bakalova, George Baker, Grigor Dimitrov. Bulgarian mafia, you know? The Hollywood.
Tripe soup, shkembe.
All right.
What else do you know?
Learning a lot about Bulgaria.
Hey, Bulgaria, that's a region. And we talk about regions. In regional bullshit.
Regional bullshit. Every little town has got their own bullshit. Regional bullshit. Every little town has just got to have it.
Gotta shave that tail down.
No, I think it's perfect the way it is. This comes to us from the Lockport Union Sun and Journal. Long
journal and
newspaper
sun.
Name. In New York. Revived Barker Corn Festival builds on tradition.
Thank God.
Okay. Yes. Finally. All right. This sounds regional.
Good old
pastoral.
Days.
Yeah, there's probably not a single pedophile. Well, probably at least one.
Well,
like statistically speaking,
yeah.
You have a big enough corn festival, you're going to have some pedophiles. Organizers of the 2024 Barker Corn Festival are pulling out the stops to make this the best and most exciting one ever, according to organizer Heidi Durgle.
Sorry, Heidi. Sorry. Had enough of that in your life.
Yeah. Mrs. What?
Pardon?
It's just not got a good feel.
It doesn't, no. It looks possibly Scandinavian to me in the spelling. D-E-R-G-E-L.
It does sound like something that the Swedish chef from the Muppets would say.
Yeah.
That is true.
But it also leads very easily to, you know, so on and so forth.
As a project of the Barker Lions Club, the Corn Festival was a popular annual event until its discontinuation a few decades ago. A very imprecise measurement for a recent historical event.
Some decades.
Yeah, some decades long past.
Is a few more than a couple?
Yeah, a few is more than a couple. Couple's
yeah,
two. Few's
at least three.
But few's, is it less than several, you know?
I think several varies widely.
I think we've
say.
Had this conversation several times.
Well, a few
How
times
many?
At least.
Yeah.
In 2022, Durgle and Ruth Dent got the idea to revive it.
Oh, Durgle and Dent?
Durgle and Dent, famous corn festival duo.
Yeah. Oh, the corn festival revivalists, Durgle and Dent.
Oh, is this a Durgle and Dent production?
It sure is. It's a Durgle and Dent joint.
Quote, this year we doubled our fundraising and it was incredible the people who came out to help, Durgle said. They want to see Barker growing. Barker Lion Kent Wakefield remembers when the club sponsored the festival and he thinks it's wonderful that it has been brought back. He explained the festival originally was a 5K race with hamburgers and hot dogs and a bingo tent in the village park.
What do you mean the festival was a race?
This is
a shockingly
common US thing is that like a bunch of their regional festivals are built around a fun run.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Do I have to do the run if I want to hang out and eat the hot dogs?
When Americans say a 5K race, are they saying 5,000 miles?
No. I don't think so.
Oh, right.
Not 5,000, sorry. 5 miles.
Wait,
5K. No, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
No, that doesn't make any sense. 5,000 feet?
What?
That's about, like, what 1.7 kilometers.
Are they actually using meters for once? Or kilometers?
Are they using kilometers?
No, it seems to be 5 kilometers. 5K run is a long distance run.
Yeah, that's suspicious.
That is weird. How come they're doing that?
So now you decide that's the correct way. That's the easiest way of measuring something.
Yeah,
because it just makes sense in this circumstance.
Makes sense. Yeah. It's just 1,000 meters. Easy to do.
Quote, we had a noon parade and there was a dunk tank. Then we had a slump in membership and Barker Fire Hall took it over and called it beer and band night, Wakefield said. There's a lot
Sounds
of work.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah. Doesn't sound very corn oriented to me though.
No, they...
Yeah, where's the corn coming in? Yeah.
They're taking the corn out of the corn festival. You see what they're trying to do to America?
Because
it's
of
fucked
work.
Up.
Yeah. Today, Barker's Lions Club is enjoying a growth spurt and the membership is excited about helping with the corn festival. Quote, this is going to be our lookout year to see how it can be more helpful next year, Wakefield said. This is a great event for our community to get together. This is the way small towns should act. The festival, slated for noon to 6 p.m. Saturday at Barker Village Park on Main Street, actually will begin at 9 a.m. with a 5K run/walk. Dergal said all the old favorite features will be present, along with a lot of new ones, such as a corn-eating contest at the Hideaway in town.
Yes. Now we're talking.
Yes, that's the main event,
nice
right?
Nice 5K corny. Walk, corn-eating contest afterwards.
You're so hungry, so
You're
ready to
starving.
Fill up on corn.
I'd love to know how they organize that, whether it's like we take all the kernels off the cobs.
It's got to be on the cob,
I've got to be on the cob.
Yeah, but if it's cob-based, how particular are we getting about what's classified as finished? You know,
I think you've got to have every kernel.
The cob inspector, you barely stripped this cob. Get back in there.
I'd love to see like the strategies on that, like a corn eating contest.
I reckon
like,
mathematically.
You've got to be sliding that thing around.
Typewriter style. Mm. I reckon you want to go spiral. So you're rotating it towards you, but you're also sliding it across.
Okay.
So that you sort of describe a spiral across its surface. And that way you only have to do one movement across.
One sort of slow movement. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Real Pro brings their own power drill.
A strongman competition at the Hideaway at 10 a.m.
Hello.
That dovetails nicely.
This does sound a little gay clubbish.
A couple of buff, beautiful guys.
Some strong men down at the Hideaway.
Lifting some triangular weights.
They're there at 10 a.m., but they're still there from the night before. Yeah.
a petting zoo at the farmer's market.
Okay. Beautiful.
Dog training demonstrations.
Now, a petting zoo at the farmer's market and dog training demonstrations, that sounds like the way that a dog and a goat would end up being friends with each other.
Yes, true.
They get the talking.
Yeah. Through the fence.
You just get to talking sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Look, never. I don't like you. You don't like me, but we both want one thing. We want to get the hell out of here.
You ever been to a Dollar General?
I heard they have a magical item there.
Oh, my owner tied me up out the front once and the things I saw through the window. I still don't know what's in a Dollar General, though.
It's just...
Honey buns.
Honey buns, yeah. A beer tent from the Grain House.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Greenhouse.
Cool.
Fireworks and old favorites such as a corn roast, of course.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The of course is theirs, by the way. I didn't put that in.
Corn roast.
A corn roast, comma, of course.
Obviously.
We're having a corn roast. and cornhole at the Barker Fire Hall Open Air Pavilion.
Yeah. It's not a good time without a
corn. So you can just eat some corn, like some grilled corn at the corn festival.
Corn.
There's no other corn related.
Well, there's corn eating competition.
It's probably the same corn.
All right, I'm going to find out once and for all what a cornhole is.
The cornhole, you might know
throw
it
the
as...
bags?
Yeah,
no?
Dad hole, it's also called. You got those boards and you're trying
to
get the...
They shouldn't be calling it...
Don't call it that.
They should
I think
be calling it
hole,
but they certainly shouldn't be calling it a dad hole.
That one's very regional, I think. That one's hyper regional.
I've never heard that one. That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay,
it's on the Wikipedia
so
page.
Little bean bags and they're throwing it into a little hole.
Yeah. Right. I've played a little bit of cornhole. I love cornhole.
Okay. Whole family can cornhole together.
The game was first described in Heiliger de Wint's 1883 patent for Parlerkreuz, which displays most of the features of modern cornhole. But uses a square hole. Don't
Nicknames.
Like that.
Bago, beanbag toss, dummy boards, doghouse, dad hole,
oh,
sacks,
no.
beans, beanbag, bean in the hole.
like bean in the hole.
We've read this exact list on the podcast before.
Bean bags. Oh, okay. Yeah,
I don't like dad hole.
I don't like dad holing.
Bit personal.
I think we read it at the start of a very, very early Great American Hall of Name because I got a bunch of professional cornhole players' names.
Okay.
Way back in the day.
All right. Well,
I think the episode, I believe, was called Dad Like a Hole.
Dad Like a Hole, yeah. There you go. It's okay to smell the same flower twice.
Yes, if it smells so beautiful.
I forgot to keep my rubber band on.
Oh, that was great.
Mine slipped off too.
Sorry, that was a good episode, I think, actually. This is from like 2 years ago, episode 213, Dad Like a Hole. That was when we went into that whole Americans not using their parking brakes.
Oh.
Yeah.
For the first time. Got a lot of people writing in to be like, well, why would I? Like, well, we outlined that in the episode.
In the episode, yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that at length. Hey, that was definitely an episode of the podcast, Bunta Vista. Thank you so much for joining us on this crazy journey. We didn't get to the second nasty story, but
life's about the journey. It's about the stops you make along the way.
Yes.
To talk about films you've seen.
Podcasts are what happens when you're busy wasting time.
Yeah.
No, mm-hmm. making other plans.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. If you do want to hear that nasty ass story, you will probably hear that on a bonus episode. So check that out. Otherwise, we'll see you next week on the free episode. Stay safe out there. If you're about to bring a weird elderly guy with you on a family holiday, you don't have to do like a full background check. You don't have to get a private eye. Just Google his name.
It's probably on there.
Ask to see some paperwork.
I reckon you'll probably find him in earlier Daily Mail stories. That's my feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a little check. Check your corners. Have a lovely week. Speak to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.